Hey there, I'm Bill DeYoung, and this is Arts Alive, the podcast of the St. Pete Catalyst. I am joined today by three cast members from the new Off Central production. It's called Art by Yasmina Riza. I say three cast members. Well, folks, it's the entire cast. They're all here with us today, and I'd like you to say hello to Amy Salee.
Hello.
To Vera Samuels.
Howdy.
And to the fabulous Debbie Onis.
Good afternoon.
Debbie, of course, has been in here before. You ladies are new to the podcast. As I explained, the rules are there aren't any rules. So let's go for it. Art is a fantastically funny and dark comedy. After it, I was privileged to see it a few nights ago while you guys were just putting the fine touches on it. And I thought to myself, if somebody says, Bill, how would you describe that play? I would have said it's a 90-minute argument. Does that,
seem fair?
Absolutely.
In the most ridiculous way possible.
Yeah. You guys, I mean, I really, and I'm not just blowing smoke here, and I should be in the mic when I say this. I believed you, all three of you. You got this kind of really nice chemistry happening here. Amy, why don't you kind of synopsize the show for me? Somebody has to do it. I'm asking you.
Excellent. Are you sure you don't want it, Vera?
Oh, no.
Vera,
this is all
so,
Amy.
Yes, I would. Yeah, I think the 90-minute argument is a fair assessment. There are two things going on the surface. It looks like someone has bought a painting, my character Celine, and someone is unhappy with it, one of my dearest friends, Margot, who's played by Vera. And so it could be a play all about the painting, but really the painting is the catalyst. Oh, I plugged your show in
answer. I think what you meant to say is the painting is the MacGuffin.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And it's a show about friendship. And what do you do with a friendship that is so old that you think you know where it is and what it is, and it seems like it's not anymore.
Your character buys this canvas. The world knows this about Yasmina Riza's play because it's been around a while, but it's so hysterically funny in all kinds of wicked ways. But the world knows this. Your character buys a canvas roughly 4 by 3 feet, 3 by 4 feet, and it's white. Not to be confused with the last show at the Off Central, which was also hysterically funny, which had to do with, which was called White. But anyway, this one is called Art. This painting is white, and your friend Margot can't believe you paid a lot of money for it.
Correct.
That's the gist. That's the jumping off point, shall we say, of this production. Tell me about Margot. Margot, to me, was everybody was fascinated. But I thought Margot was the most interesting character. She was most the character that I would most like be friends with. You know, snarky and sarcastic and and cynical. How far is that from who you are?
Should I ask y'all for help on this? I've kind of been called an old soul or a kind of a snarky, sarcastic person since I was, I don't know, probably 9. I like to think that me personally, Vera, has a little bit more warmer tone than Margot does. But Margot is, she's kind of the leader of the pack of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that she says goes. And when Celine buys this painting out of nowhere, you know, without her knowledge, without her approval, she is so taken back by that and has this visceral reaction to this white painting, which, does that mean it's art? I don't know.
The whole point there is we all have different definitions of what art means. And I think that Margot was the only one who was able to call out a sort of pretentiousness about it. You know, art is art. And who was it that said, so I'm rambling here, but somebody in the show, I think it was you, probably being sarcastic to Yvonne, who was Debbie's character.
Sounds about right.
Or maybe you said, I don't remember. Somebody said, did it move you? And I thought, that's the point of art right there.
So that,
the show could have ended right there. Wouldn't have been as funny, but that would have been, you know. Why is she so offended by what Celine does with this? With what's the artist's name?
Andrios.
Oh, yeah. Andrios. There it is. Why is she so offended? Because this is her best friend.
It's her best friend, but she did it without you know, her approval, but also she just feels replaced by this artwork. Like, she's not needed anymore. It's this whole symbolic thing of where Margot isn't needed.
Well, that's what comes out later in the show, obviously, that there's a much more deep-seated reason for your vitriol about this show. Into the mix comes Yvonne.
Yes.
Who is not I would, it's fair to say, not probably on the intellectual plane the others are. Not that that's a bad thing. And it's no reflection on you, Debbie. You understand that.
Thank you for qualifying
that. You don't understand it. I mean, there's this recurring thing where you're like patting everybody and saying, down, down, down. And it's like, oh, God.
Well, I think she's the one who's most dependent upon the relationship, the friendship, and on these two particular people to get her through her life. And to witness it on the brink of collapse is calamitous to her.
Yeah.
And so trying to do whatever she can to smooth and make everything be okay and have everybody just calm down, including herself. She probably needs it most of all. But
okay, I said this to Alan Mooney, your director, last night. I said, Debbie talks for 10 or 15 minutes without stopping.
Yes.
There's a scene around the middle of the show where you're coming unglued about something that's going on in your life in front of your friends. How long did it take you to learn that? How many pages of script was it?
I think it's 4 pages in the script. I can't remember entirely, but
I was going, man, she's still going.
Yeah, it's like, do you breathe?
Yeah, didn't take a breath. Didn't take a breath. Yeah.
I'll breathe later. You can breathe when you're dead. Oh, maybe not.
You're paraphrasing Warren Zevon there, but close enough. Yeah.
No, well, interestingly, the words stuck pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. It is, in fact, the pacing and the tempo that is the hardest. And that took the whole time since I had the script to really get stuck in my head. Debbie, as a person and at this particular age that she is working and processing much slower than what that monologue requires.
Aren't
so
we
that
all?
Was the, yeah. That was really the biggest challenge, is getting the pacing, getting the intention, getting the words. That settled in pretty easily, I think, because there's a very clear line through that monologue for me. But the trick was actually having it come out my mouth.
You're flailing about and, you know, falling on the sofa and, you know, breathing in all kinds of weird places. And it felt so real.
Okay, thank goodness.
And honestly, I'm going, boy, I'm glad I don't have to have a friend talk to me like this. I don't know what to say. And you guys, anyway, you should go see it. Art. It runs through the 23rd of November at the Off Central. Hey, before we go any further, I just want to say these three simple words, theoffcentral.com. However many words that was, that's the website. It's theoffcentral.com, and you can see all the show times and the show dates for Art, which goes through the 23rd. I will do that every once in a while. I'll just throw a plug in there. The chemistry between the three of you, I mentioned
it's amazing,
before.
Right?
I mentioned before. Is that in the script? If these, you know, to the director, if these three actors are it's written for men, I suppose originally, but okay, these three actresses, acting people, don't form a chemistry by week 3 of rehearsal. Get new people. I want to talk with you about that, Amy. I mean, so why does it work with the three of you, and was that instantaneous?
No, it wasn't instantaneous. Not that we didn't get along. It was awkward. I think I approached the whole trio of us thinking, I don't fit in with these two, and perhaps the same thing was going through their heads.
Wow.
And so there is... Debbie and I knew of each other, and we had seen each other's work and talked to each other, but we certainly weren't friends at that point yet. And I think one thing that was strong among us all is that the play doesn't define the good parts of their friendship. Mm. And so we made a point to spend time on that outside
you did a
of being on the stage. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me ask you, was that helpful? Fiera?
Oh, it was wonderful.
To sort of say, oh, well, they went to high school together and, you know, they shared boyfriends or whatever.
And we did. We did that within the, like, the table work, and we discussed how they met and everything like that. But even before we started the whole rehearsal process, you know, we all got dinner together and got to know each other a little bit to really break that ice, to really start forming that friendship. And that was incredibly beneficial. If not for all of us, it was for me.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Debbie, any thoughts on that?
Yeah.
I hate them both.
Yeah. I have to do the show with
them. No, it can't be told.
No, in fact, it's the complete opposite. I am so grateful for the friendship that has formed, and I hope it's lifelong now. Mm. But we immediately clicked. As different as the three characters are, I think the three of us are.
We're all
we're different from our own characters as well. We're on the wrong points of that triangle, but maybe the right points. But yeah, I'm enjoying this process so much, and I have such a great, enormous amount of respect, and I'm going to start tearing up and just admiration for the both of you. I'm blessed. I'm honored.
Now you remind me of Yvonne when you say I'm going to start tearing up.
Yes, the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
I mean, because I'm an actor, but not much of an actor. I don't understand really how one can form. I don't know if form is the right word, that kind of chemistry, if that was there from the beginning, or you had to, you know, double each other's lines, or is that the work of our brilliant director? How does that work? Was it awkward in the beginning?
I think, I'm going to chime in for just a second. I think as professionals, we could have probably made it look like it was a deep friendship and we were connecting, even if it wasn't. So I know it because of the skill of the two women that I get to share the stage with, for sure. But I think the fact that it just came so naturally easy made a lot of that work, I guess, allowed us to focus differently on the work. I think we had to work harder on insulting each other than it did on doing the chemistry.
They're just too nice. Where did that canvas come from? Somebody just stand out in the parking lot and spray paint a canvas?
No, Antrius, we flew him in from Paris.
There's a little red, and I'm going, no, it's a white thing with some stuff on it. You know, it just looks like it looks spray painted. And I was almost going to give something away. Not going to do it.
I think also what you're seeing in the chemistry between us is something from the start was our trust in each other, which is where it our trust, what I saw in the others was the same thing that I felt in myself, which was our desire to make this females playing male roles, this new idea, but also taking on this dynamic that seems like it's just a funny show about art and people fighting and like making it meaningful. And I saw that in both of them, that commitment was there for, and I think that just developed the trust between us.
Well, I think it certainly worked. And watching it when I saw it, you know, I saw it a long time ago with three, you know, males, and I didn't notice. They changed that word. I didn't notice anything that didn't work completely. Mm-hmm. I think if anything, it was better with women. You know, just the amount of snark and some of that
we
stuff.
We do, too.
Yeah, some of that stuff. Yeah.
Some of that might have a bit of a biased opinion on that.
Well, yeah. Some of that stuff cuts to the bone.
Yeah.
Some of the things you sling at each other. I want to talk some biography for a second. Debbie, I want to start with you. You've been in here before. Yes. And can you give me the 5-minute biography? We've seen you in theater a lot around here in the last few years.
Yeah, here in St. Pete.
Okay. Where are you from originally?
Oh, that's a longer story than we have time for. But most recently from Chicago.
Okay. I'll accept that.
I moved down here from Chicago in 2011. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know how many years ago that is anymore. But and I hadn't done theater.
14.
Yeah. 14. Okay. Thank you for the math. And I hadn't done theater in a long time, and I got through grad school. I came down here for grad school, which is the other reason why I've been in here before. I'm a speech pathologist by trade. I came down here for grad school. Once I made it through grad school, which was harder than I thought it was going to be, I finally said, I need to just go back to the theater. And I auditioned for the first show that I could find an open call for, which was at St. Pete City Theater. And I got that role, and I said, okay, I'm back in. And then I went and auditioned, and that's when I met, I auditioned at West Coast, and that's where I met Alan.
Oh, Alan Mooney, who's, of course, the director, and you guys have been an item, as it were, for quite a while. Yeah. I had something very profound I was going to ask you. Give me a second to see if I can pull it up here. You work for Voices of Hope, which is the aphasia. Which we talked about before. Mm-hmm. This is speech issues for people who've had strokes and that sort of thing. Right. Yeah. You probably wouldn't agree with this, but I mean, that's kind of serious business. I mean, is acting kind of a release valve for you in a way?
Yeah, that's a good question. I certainly balance myself a lot through the theater, and I'm grateful for this outlet to be creative and maybe sometimes selfish. I think we're, as actors, we have to be a little bit selfish at the same time as being very giving. But I think the opposite is also true. I think I get a lot from Voices of Hope for Aphasia. Mm-hmm. The members inspire me. I don't know if you all noticed, but we are displaying Voices of Hope for Aphasia artwork at the theater through the run of this. The melding of these two worlds, a world where language is taken away from you with a world where language is the basis of what we're doing. We're communicating through these scripts and an awful lot of words in this particular script.
That's an interesting balance. I hadn't really thought of it that way.
Yeah. But it's all art, it's all creativity, it's all expression in whatever form. I think even if we weren't talking, we'd probably make our point across in the way that the show evolves. I think you could get the story even if you don't aren't following every single word.
Well, it's certainly physical comedy in a way, too. I think that even if there was no dialogue, you'd probably see that these people are pretty pissed off at each other. Yes. You know, Vera Samuels.
Yes, sir.
You live in a different county.
I live in Sarasota.
Swinging Sarasota County. What's your? Is that where you're from? And what's your theater history?
Yeah. I was born in Bradenton. I went to school up in the exotic Palatka, Florida.
Home of the paper mill. I lived in Gainesville for 22 years.
Oh, my goodness. So you know.
We'd pass through Palatka on the way to the beach. Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. It has a special place in my heart. But I went to school up there for theater after my my high school theater teacher actually forced me to.
Okay.
I wasn't really going to do anything. And she was like, what are you doing after high school? And I was like, I don't know. Maybe I'll go, get a cosmetology license. And she goes, no, you're not. And she dialed the phone for me. And she goes, you're setting up an audition appointment right now.
In Palatka
at Florida School of the Arts.
Don't do me any favors. I'm sorry.
I know. But actually, it was a really wonderful time. I lived in Orlando for a little bit. And then I moved back into the Sarasota area, and I just started doing theater there, and that's primarily where I do things. I'll do some regional things here and there, but I do most of my core work in the Sarasota and Venice area.
What made you come up and, I assume, audition for this? This is kind of out of your circle. It's Sarasota Rains.
I wanted a gig. No.
Well, that's true for all of us. I get that. But yeah. Sure.
No, but I saw the call, and I wanted to kind of break into a new area, and well, I hope I did.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I did. Do you have I should ask, do you have like a day gig like Debbie does, and do you not want to tell us? I
work at the distillery down in Sarasota.
There
I
you
do
go.
Tours and tastings and a little bit of bartending and things like that.
That's exciting stuff. It's very necessary stuff. Some of us have to, sit here and punch buttons. And, we all need to work. I'm going to back out of that one gracefully. Amy, you have been in theater in this area for a while.
Yes.
Can you tell
me about
that?
3 decades, I think I calculated for my bio. Yes, so I went to USF strictly because I went to St. Leo fresh out of high school. Mm-hmm. I got married to the love of my life, but who happened to be in the Air Force. So I only did 2 years at St. Leo. I got my AA instead of my BA. Yeah. And then we traveled around in New Mexico, Valdosta, Georgia, and then we came back and my theater department was a parking lot. So I couldn't go back to St. Leo, but I followed C. David Frankel from St. Leo over to USF.
Oh, yeah. God bless him.
Love you, David.
Yeah.
So I graduated from USF, and at that time, we were the summer I graduated, I got a job in the box office at American Stage back when they were at 211 3rd Street South. Mm. And I got a role in their New Visions, which was their play reading series, at the end of the summer. So I technically got my first professional gig right before I graduated college, and I thought it was an omen. And it made me stay here in Tampa. I've been nothing but a Florida resident since I was 16 years old. But I have taken, I did grad school in Athens, Georgia in my 40s. And I did a few gigs. I've done a couple of off Broadway shows that were grown in Tampa and produced up there. Great. And I did a little stint with Jobsite in their early years, and then I was going to run away. And when I decided to stay, I asked myself, why do I stay? And I wrote this blog post for Creative Loafing at the time, and I decided to be an arts advocate. I wanted to make this place a place that artists wanted to stay instead of flee. Everybody was fleeing at the time. And so I started.
There's a bit of fleeing going on these days, too.
Yeah. Yes. And
it's almost like a flea circus. Yeah. Thank you.
But I placed a lot of effort on making sure that audition posts had the pay scale, even if it was volunteer. Mm-hmm. I've done shows for free. That's fine. But tell me up front. Don't tell me after you make me accept the role that you're going to pay me $40 for the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And so we just sort of, I did my small little part in changing the life of the artist here in Tampa. And I do take pride in that. It's hard for me to take pride in my own personal work on the stage or directing or anything, but I do take part in my advocacy for that.
Did you tell what you are you from here originally?
I'm born and raised in southern Indiana, and came down here when I was just before I got my driver's license. So technically, I've only ever been a Florida resident on
the
card.
That's the journalist. That's the journalist in me asking those kind of irrelevant questions. You know, you just
and when I say
that.
The words southern Indiana, that's my accent. Otherwise, I tried desperately hard. I didn't realize how much I loved voice and diction, but it all came from me trying to get rid of my Southern.
Well, you're still your Southern Indiana accent. You're still directing as well. And I know you're directing something at Off Central down the road in 26 somewhere.
Yes, I'm doing The Drawer Boy.
The Drawer Boy. Yeah.
Yes.
I read that. You know, that's funny. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Okay. Listen, you guys, I think we're just about out of time, but it's such a pleasure to talk to all three of you.
Thank you for having us on, Bill.
Don't get up when we're done, because we have to take a photograph.
Perfect.
And everybody's so spread out, I want to get you all kind of squeezed in together here. I wish you greatest success, broken legs and broken whatever you like, for Art, which opened last night, Thursday, and runs through the 23rd of November. You can go to theoffcentral.com, not a org, folks, com, theoffcentral.com to see the show times, see the tickets. So Amy and Vera and Debbie, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to make y'all sit there. Okay, let me check.